1953 to 1985. Realizing that trauma, unfortunately, is intertwined throughout your condition. My father rarely talked about his emotions. Like many families of the late 1950s and early 1960s, he was stoic. I was born in Hastings, Nebraska, but I grew up in a small town directly in the middle of the United States, about 40 miles from my birthplace. Named after Frontier Military Officer Stephen W. Kearney, the town where I spent my youth had a historical connection to the Oregon Trail and eventually the Union Pacific Railroad, which arrived in 1866. Originally named Kearney, a misspelling by the post office added an E until everyone knew the town as Kearney, Nebraska. In 1953, the year I was born, the population of Kearney was about 12,000 hardy souls. Dwight David Eisenhower began his first term as president after defeating Adlai Stevenson II in a landslide. Hugh Hefner published the first issue of Playboy, selling more than 54,000 copies for 50 cents each. Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay, a Sherpa of Nepal, reached the summit of Mount Everest, 29,035 feet above sea level, the highest point on Earth. I moved to Kearney when I started first grade. We lived in the center of town before moving north to a house near the tennis courts of Harmon Park. It was a piece of heaven in those days. We never locked the door to our house. You could ride your bike from one end of town to the other, and people knew each other. I had a paper route, and my customers tipped me with boxes of Lifesavers. I received Christmas gifts from my customers, and my dog accompanied me to deliver newspapers while I rode my Stingray bike with a banana seat. I walked through the alley next to my house, where there was a snack shack with root beer. In those days, we participated in every sport offered by the city recreation department. I learned how to play tennis by hitting a ball against a wall in Harmon Park. I spent hours and hours doing this because I couldn't find anyone else to play tennis with me in Kearney, except for my brothers and some older people. It was a great life. I couldn't imagine a better life than growing up in the 1960s in Kearney, Nebraska. The town was just big enough to be a city, but it still had that small town flavor. You pretty much knew everybody in town.